For years, I've been talking here on Talking Tech about the quality of smartphone video and how good it's gotten. Which brings us to today's guest. Neil Barham is the founder and CEO of Filmic Pro, which is the go-to video app for bringing basic filmmaker tools, manual controls to a smartphone. Filmic just did a contest showing off the best of smartphone video called One World, and all this week is showing off various winners. He contends that the quality you get from mobile filmmaking looks just as good as that as a traditional camera, and he'll tell you all about it on today's Talking Tech.
The best of mobile video is essentially indistinguishable from professional broadcast video to maybe all but the most trained cinematographers. Confluence of the phones improving, the software improving, and affordable electronic gimbals and stabilizers has really lowered the bar for how to achieve essentially that high level of production value. You can get incredible production value for a package that would cost essentially $1,000 or less. And the largest expense of that is the smartphone itself, which pretty much everybody already has. Nobody's going to say, you know, I'm going to go shoot a story, so I'm finally going to get around to buying a smartphone. We all have them at this point. I think the main improvements in smartphones over the last couple of years have been the improvement in image stabilization, the better low light sensitivity and wider fixed apertures. And those have made a huge difference from the early days back in 2011, 2012, when a lot of smartphone footage was immediately identifiable by like rolling shutter issues. But you almost never see that now.
Remind everybody the advantages of Filmic Pro.
Filmic Pro lets everybody control focus and exposure, frame rates, resolution, and basically tries to mimic all the high-end production capability that you'd find on a $10,000 to $50,000 camera. So if you want to do focus pulls or shoot in a flat color space, something like that, Filmic Pro can do all of that. But it is turnkey out of the box and will let people shoot at 24 frames a second for cinematic motion, which 30 frame per second standard video doesn't create as beautiful an aesthetic.
So if you want to up your filmmaking, spring for the Filmic Pro app, pick yourself up a gimbal, get yourself a tripod and an adapter and go to town, huh?
Yeah, and I would add in get an external microphone as well.
Yes, how could I have left that out? Anyway, Neil, August 20th, six winners, one a day, of the best in mobile filmmaking, correct?
You said it best, absolutely.
We'll look forward to watching the clips. Thank you for being on Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And thanks, everyone, for listening.